Blog Talk Radio.
Does everybody know what day it is? It's basically hump day. I am so excited. There's going to be no music. There's going to be nothing on the back filler. I am Cole Vick. I am joined by Dr. Howard Fiddler. But our names don't matter. There's literally nothing relevant besides the name Charmaine Tweet. She is basically our guest. She is the premiere. This is going to be the second interview. Don't worry about the first one because it happened already. Basically, this is the time when I give where I give Charmaine Tweet her wondrous, wondrous introduction. I'm so kind of flustered because there was a lot of things that happened a few minutes ago that you guys didn't hear between the three of us. So in these few minutes, basically we have 30 minutes with Charmaine Tweet, the main eventer of this next Invicta. I believe it's Invicta 11, where she's going to be going against somebody who we are not allowed to mention. I mean, she is on a powerful, powerful hot streak. When I say hot streak, this young woman is on fire. She is like Alicia Keys. She's crouching tiger, hidden dragon. When I went on SureDog, they tried to tell me her actual age, but I want to tell you, everybody, she's actually 23 years old. Now, don't pay attention to what you see on the Wikipedia, what you see on the Google Images. What really happened is, between 1995 and right now, the world has decided to spin 5 times faster to try to catch up. So basically, the world wants to look at Charmaine 5 times within every year. So the world has to stop for Charmaine Tweet. 5 times, 5 times. So you're missing the Backstreet Boys, you're missing the Baja Men, you're missing Britney Spears. Basically, 5 times a woman, you know, the centrifuge of time. Let's just call that the introduction because there's so much stuff to get into. Charmaine Tweet, welcome to the show.
Hey, Cole Tourette. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so glad that you gave us this time just to sit here and talk with you. I'm supposed to be doing some level of professional interview, but it seems like you and I are like family. You know, I was at your house last week, and I had to fight the dog over the dog food. I mean, the dog, everything in your house is big. Is there anyone in your house that's under 6 feet tall?
Yeah, my dogs. I have frou-frou dogs. you had to fight my Cocker Spaniels for the dog food.
Yeah, I can agree. See, I like little dogs myself. I mean, I'm familiar with a whole bunch of different dogs, from pit bulls to, you know, Yorkshire Terriers, Silky Terriers. I like the little dogs, big personalities. And you basically are that. You're a big personality, but you're also basically a tall person. How tall are you, Charmaine? Let's tell everybody.
I am 6 feet tall.
You look like you're 6'5". Now,
that's when I wear my heels, dear.
Yeah, and you're not. Well, why do we have to remind everybody of just how much time we spent together? And the reason why we spend time together is because every time me and Charmaine Tweet get together, there's actually this service that I have. It's called the Charmaine Tweet Security Service. Because trust me, when you're around somebody like Charmaine, you got to have security. She basically requires security. People are trying to get on her. You know, trying to get their hands on her. It's terrible.
That's so far from true.
Nothing is really true. Nothing I'm saying is really true. But you know what? There was something I wanted to talk about. See, because there's something that you are doing. There's something really interesting that you're doing that a lot of women are starting to do. Like, when a man marries a woman, they usually, like, attain the man's last name. But you said forget about that, and you decided to keep your own name. See, what I was thinking in reference to that is if men did what women did, I think my name would be Cole Riordan.
You know, she's going to be there on the 27th, hey?
So I'm so excited to see that young lady and actually make that proposition that only you and I know about. But now I'm going to actually make an attempt to try to make this an interview, because it doesn't really have to be an interview. This could just be you and I and Dr. Fiddler talking, but I got to just take a step back and just realize that you are the main event fighter on Invicta FC 11. That must be very exciting for you.
Yeah, I mean, from going from medically unfit to compete to being main event is a pretty big step. And I must say I'm pretty excited.
You're excited. This was like so luck for me because basically we get to spend more time, but this is in California. Have you been to California a bunch of times, or is this like one of the few times you've been?
I am a California virgin. I have never been.
I wish I could say the same, but I have. I went to, where did I go? I went to San Francisco, and it was a very interesting experience. Saw these hippies. Right, all right, I'm going to tell you the story about when I went to San Francisco. They were these two hippies, right? They had a little kitten. I swear
only
to you,
two?
This kitten was like, huh?
Only two?
I'm sorry. Well, there were only two that I saw. I was walking up the winding alley, and they had a kitten. They had a kitten on a rampage leash, I swear. And they called him a tiger. I mean, the weed must be really good up there. I'm telling you, it must just be like the best stuff.
It's funneling down from British Columbia.
I mean, it's pretty much very close in location. Last week, I don't think that you heard the show, and that's okay. We were talking to a gentleman. I'm trying to remember his name because he said I call him James Richards, but they say he's James Richard.
Hey.
And as soon as we mentioned your name, I mean, he went insane, Charmaine.
You,
I mean, he
you
just lost it.
You were talking to Doofy Crew. Awesome.
Yeah, I it's not that I didn't have an idea, but I've been doing my best over this time to just not let everyone know what's about to happen in a couple of weeks. But wow. He said that you guys were just running along the mountainside taking titles from people. I mean, do you remember your experience with him and how many titles you took?
We have two titles together. The first time I competed with him as my coach, I think we knew each other for 2 days. it was a pretty special relationship that we forged.
You really make it sound like it's hard to have a relationship with you. I knew you for like 5 minutes, and I was just like right next to you. I mean, I was literally your bodyguard for the time, and I would do that again. Wait, I'm going to do that again. There was supposed to be a
Excellent.
Questionnaire, but...
Oh, we were talking about
no,
the crew.
No. No, but that's definitely something about you. Besides being a fighter, you have just one of the most wonderful personalities I've ever dealt with, which is still not
oh.
a question, but just like a hey.
Well, thank you. Now you're making me blush. I must have gotten rid of my resting bitch face syndrome that I had for a while there.
Well, seeing as we have my boy Dr. Fiddler laughing on the sideline, I'm going to make a nice transition to him because he's going to get you into the guts of the things. I just like to open up with the personality. I'll be back towards the end, Charmaine, but thank you for letting me open up, and I hope you enjoyed your introduction.
I did, very much so.
Hey, Char.
Hey, Doc. How goes it?
How are you, kid? It goes
good.
Well. How's camp going?
It's going excellent. Excellent,
awesome.
Excellent, excellent. Cannot complain.
So we are, what, in 2 weeks you will be in L.A., correct?
Correct.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that. We just got,
so,
I don't know. 4 inches of snow
as
here
are we all.
Last night. So,
yeah. Considering the last time I was around you, I had a Texas commission telling us that you were unfit. Tests that were being done in the back hallway of a I don't know what with like blood on the wall and EEGs that don't even like I think that were used 10 times over and you know reports that were ridiculous, but. You know, what can you do? Let's face it,
you know
we're dealing with a what's that?
I've always said everything happens for a reason, and as pissy as the whole Texas situation was, you know, if I had been able to fight Faith, if the EEG hadn't indicated that there was an issue with my brain, which, by the way, everybody, there is not, but the test was faulty. I wouldn't have come home immediately and went and had an MRI done. And, you know, it sucks that I had to pony up the cost of an MRI at Christmas time, but I did have the cash to do it at the time. So, you know, if that hadn't all gone down in Texas and this fight was offered to me 7 weeks ago, I would have been scrambling to get this test done and you know, having the funds to do it. So, you know, it was a blessing in disguise. You know, I have to have it for California anyways. So the fact that, you know, Texas made me get it, well, it didn't make me, but just to ease everyone's mind at Invicta that, you know, there is nothing wrong with me and I can fight on future cards, you know, Texas presented the opportunity where I had to get that done. And, you know, I did. And it was all finished and ready to go when we got the call for California. So, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely. And for those that don't know, California might have the most extensive group of testing and regulations that you need to get a license to fight. I mean, it's serious. I mean, it's more than I think Nevada and more than New Jersey. It's like you got to have a gajillion things done, whether you're over a certain age or not. It's you're getting these tests done. So, yeah, it's a good thing. And, you know, what a catapult. I mean, you go from being medically DQ'd from a fight to, let's face it, right now, hands down, the biggest fight of your life.
Yeah.
You know, an opportunity. I mean, an opportunity at not only a title, but at somebody that, you know, hasn't lost since her first fight of her career. And, you know, who has run through people and continues to, I think, look beyond you and look beyond everything and want to fight somebody else. And personally, I think that's the biggest mistake a fighter anybody can make. You never look beyond your next fight. But at the same time, Cyborg's never stepped in the cage with somebody that's got 4 inches on her. You know, you're talking about punching up. You know, she doesn't get to just grab somebody her size and throw them around, let alone somebody with the experience in Muay Thai and other things. So I'm sure you've been, well, I know how hard you've been training. And knowing your coaches as well as I do now, having worked, you know, with you and with them, you know, on more than one fight, I'm sure they are game planning the bejesus out of this fight. How's camp gone? How are you feeling? What's going on?
Camp has gone excellent. I am feeling great. Yeah, like you said, they are game planning the bejesus out of this. And I really think we have a very solid game plan. And I especially got that confidence about it. Not that I didn't have it before, because I do completely trust my coaches and what they tell me. You know, there's times where I question the skill they're giving me. But eventually, you know, I try it out and try it on for size, and eventually it does end up fitting. But, you know, I think the whole team gained a large bout of confidence when Faraz Zahabi was up a couple weeks back, and I did some sparring with him, and, you know, I kind of told him what our game plan was, and then he had a more in-depth talk with my striking coach and my jiu-jitsu coaches, and, you know, our vision of the fight really matched up with how he thought we should be coming at this fight. So, you know, when you have George St. Pierre and Rory McDonald's coach telling you that, yeah, this is the way I think you should fight her, and we're saying, yeah, that's the way we were planning on it, it's really a great boost of confidence.
That's just awesome. I mean, I love hearing that. And, you know, it's the coolest thing is we have back-to-back fights, back-to-back nights, probably two of the biggest championship fights we're going to see. You know, you and Cyborg, the next night, obviously, we've got Ronda and Kat, which is going to be nice. I mean, I'd love nothing more than to happen to see Charmaine tweet on TV, I don't know, holding an IFC 145-pound belt while Kat walks into the ring. I think that'd be kind of cool to see. And I'm hoping that's what we see. But, you know, just seeing some of the pictures of you training, I mean, it looks like you've been doing a bunch of stuff outdoors as well. And that really, I mean, at this time of year, that's a huge advantage. I mean, people don't realize it, you know, when you're training in sunny California all the time, it's California. Have at it. Okay. This is kind of like Rocky IV, literally. I mean, it's like that's how this fight's setting up. And it's like I'm watching pictures of you swimming in ice water, running outside in the snow. You might as well be chopping wood and, like, carrying bricks up a mountain at this point. And, you know, but that kind of training, you can't You can't get that in the gym. It doesn't happen. You know, I tell people about that all the time. You know, when, you know, I look at wrestlers, and you got these guys that, you know, yeah, they're gym wrestlers. And then you got these boys, and Brock Lesnar is a great example of it, that grew up on a farm, and they lifted like cows and bales of hay. And that farm, that outdoor strength is very different than gym strength. You know, how do you feel doing that kind of training?
Cold. I got to tell you though, when Cord put that up, it was kind of a joke. Like,
yeah,
I haven't jumped in an icy cold lake in, oh gosh, years. I have done it a few times. I've done the polar bear dip, let me tell you. And it is exhilarating, but I do agree that it's a different kind of strength training up here. Talking about the farm boy thing and Brock Lesnar tossing bales and stuff like that, it actually took me back, because I grew up on a farm,
right.
Not a dairy farm, a grain farm. And, you know, one of the most strenuous things I had to do was, like, hoe weeds out in miles and miles of trees. But my parents also used to have me pick rocks. They do have machines that do that for you, but they chose not to buy one until after I graduated. But I remember being out there picking rocks, and I used to do track, but I'm not a runner. People think I should high jump, and that just didn't happen. I was a shot putter. So I used to shot put my rocks into a pile. So, yeah, farm girl strong, right?
That's awesome. I mean, I love hearing that, you know. But now, did you, you know, coming up to this, I mean, obviously we all were hoping, you know, you were going to be on this card. You know, were you, after everything fell through at the last fight, did you have any inkling even within the first few weeks? I mean, I know originally we had talked and it was like, hey, you know, it don't give you the shot, you know, obviously to fight Faith, you know, that's what was set up. Did you have any inkling that there was the possibility this was coming, especially since, you know, Cyborg was off the 11 card, obviously due to an ankle injury. You know, how far out did you know that this was coming?
You know, I was thinking about this actually just shortly after the announcement. I was like, oh man, I got to talk to Doc. I got to tell him that, you know, when we were sitting there in the airport discussing who we thought her opponent was going to be, I wasn't just playing stupid. I really didn't know. Like when we were in Houston, I didn't know it was going to be me. I had a pretty good indication from a conversation that Cord and Shannon had prior to the Houston card, actually, that, you know, sometime during the next year, during 2015, I would be fighting for a title, just from some comments that were made. We had a pretty good indication that that was probably what was going to happen. I wasn't expecting it in February, that's for sure. You know, we sat there and talked, and we, you know, you had said you thought that there was actually an opponent already picked out, and things were, you know, just getting underway and getting everything going. So, you know, I didn't think it was going to be me. And everybody was, you know, getting on Twitter trying to push for the Faith fight again to happen. And, yeah, I mean, I thought that was what was going to happen next, was that I would have my bout against Faith to make up for the one that was missed in December. And then probably late summer, early fall, I figured Chris would defend her title again. Or, you know, providing she won and this one coming up here, and then that would probably be me, depending on what happened with the Faith fight, and which I had I planned on winning it, let's put it that way. I thought later in the year that it would happen. So when Cord called me at lunchtime, oh gosh, what was it, 5 weeks ago now, and told me, listen, sit down and listen carefully to what I have to say, this is what's going on, I was shocked. I completely didn't expect that to happen. I didn't know who they would be putting her up against other than possibly me, but I figured that there was an opponent already in mind for her. And, yeah, surprise,
well,
here we are.
I'm very sorry, Dr. Fiddler, for cutting everybody off. But, you know, speaking of surprises, I've got a very special guest, a person that's very near and dear to all three of us. We have just been joined by the great Sam Wilson. I am so glad just to get the opportunity to say that we have Sam Wilson on the line, because she is the love of my life.
I got the last couple minutes. The last couple minutes. Char, how are you doing, sweetie?
I am good. How are you, Sam?
I'm awesome. I'm at work. Shh, don't tell anybody, though.
Okay. Secret is safe with me.
Yeah. It's safe all the way around. I'm excited. I'm so excited to be going down to Southern California. I can't see straight. That's all I got to say.
Excellent.
I'm from the comic relief. That's right. What? Cole, are you there?
I'm sorry. You guys got to understand. I just love hearing from Sam Wilson and just and just thousand things. What I did is I said that we have just got a main eventer, so I had to get a main event level talker. You know, Sam Wilson is just the Sam Wilson. Dr. Fiddler, I know you know Sam Wilson. I mean, we've got a thousand stories. So you know what? Since we've got Sam Wilson, Dr. Howard Fiddler, let's talk about experiences with Sam Wilson. Charmaine, do you have any?
No, we don't have any. We don't have any. Char, inside thought, honey. Inside. Linda, listen. Don't say anything.
Nothing. I've never met the woman.
There you go.
That's my girl.
That's my girl.
Well, see, the thing about Sam Wilson, as well as Charmaine tweeted, they're very elusive people. You know, I mean, you know them, you hear their voices, but you don't really know what goes on. You know, that stoic silence. This is not like you, Sam. You're normally talking me out of the ear, and we are with the main inventor, Sam. What's going on? Are you working that hard?
You want a prediction?
You can talk.
Prediction, second round, tweet.
Well,
there you have it.
Well,
Char, don't let me down.
I can't wait
Char?
To get out to California
like
and
that.
See you, Sam.
Sorry, I had a wrong one.
I can't wait to get out to California and see you. And for those that don't know, you know, a lot of people obviously at this point in the last 18 months or so have seen, you know, Zionics all over the place and on a lot of fighters and on a lot of athletes. And I have to give credit where credit's due. Zionics would not be where we are in the FMMA world if it wasn't for this woman. All right. Sam Wilson opened up the door for this company and made the connections and flat out I'm thankful. I mean, and you know, people have asked me, oh well, you know, Sam, I said no, Sam was not paid a dime. Everybody knows we do not pay for anybody to endorse our company. You know, she got that band, she literally within a day had a post up, she's rocking it, and asked me if I'd be willing to help some athletes, and I said yes. And I said, who do you want me to help? And obviously the first Invicta athlete we helped was Ashley Cummings because of Sam. And it just blew up from there. So I cannot thank you enough, Sam, for everything you've done to support not only the FMMA world, but really to support me and what I've done and what Zionics has done. And I cannot wait to get to spend, you know, some more time with you again in your home state this time. As short as my trip's going to be, it's going to be a fun one. And as we have nicknamed it, you know, the Hotel of the Misfits, will definitely have a blast.
Well, Court already has the app, you know, Char.
Excellent. I've been informed by my team that it's going to be a hell of an after party for me, too. And I said, hey, listen, I really want to enjoy L.A. the next day, so let's not make it too huge of a party. We'll party the next night.
when are you coming in?
I come in on Tuesday.
Oh, thank you, Howard, too, for the kind words. What's that?
Always.
We fly in on the 24th.
24th? So do you have to do any – sorry, guys. So all your medical's done. You don't need any medicals when you get out here? No points of direction or anything like that I can help you
no.
with?
Not that I am aware of, unless they throw something at me, you know. But I'm pretty sure that I am officially licensed. So, yay me!
And bring your warm weather. Don't bring your Canadian weather clothes because it's SoCal.
I have been checking the temperature online. Let me tell you, I'm like, I wonder, is it still really warm there? Because I have to say, I was a little bit disappointed when I went to Houston, and it was only like between 10 and 15 degrees Celsius. And
but
I mean, it was minus 40 at home, but still.
No, that's the Midwest. You're coming to SoCal. You're coming to West Coast, baby, all day. Okay. Every day.
I was telling the guys, I am a California virgin. I've never been there.
Get that cherry ready, be pop. See, I'm not even cussing, Cole. I'm very impressed with myself. I haven't said one bad word yet.
Not yet. I mean, the night is still young, Sam. We have got so many other things to talk about.
Man, you should have heard Cole Tourette's Vic before we went live. Holy cow. I was like, what is going on here?
When you're working a studio like I am, I mean, things get out. You know, I mean, I've got the wonderful Sam Wilson. I've got the powerful Charmaine Tweetorious, which is not even a word, Howard Fiddler. So, of course, things are going to get out. Right now, I'm like old Megatron sitting here on the computer trying to keep everything as it needs to be. Have you ever been surrounded by beautiful? Wait, I can't really say that is Invicta, but that's another story.
I got a phone call, and I think most of you have probably heard about it, that I actually had to turn to my coworker and say to him after I hung up with the great Sugar Ray Leonard, I had to turn to Chris and say, when I answered that phone, did I actually say, holy effing shit, are you kidding me? And he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what you said. I was like, oh, no. I did not just say that to Sugar Ray Leonard.
I would, because it'd be, you need a T-shirt that says that. You're like, yeah, I did. I said that to him, believe it or not. Oh,
I definitely
God.
Believe
he,
that.
Was it a random phone call to you?
I'm sorry?
Was it a random phone call to you? Were you expecting it?
I was not expecting. Well, I knew I was getting a phone call, but I didn't know from whom. So, yeah, wow. I was shocked.
Did you invite him to the event?
Yeah, and he said if he is in LA, he will be there.
Oh, that'd
wow.
be epic.
No
would you like
kidding,
to be in my
right?
corner, sir? Would you like to be in my corner, sir?
I know.
I'll hook you up with the wristband. I got your credentials.
Oh.
Shannon,
I've actually got a random question.
Sugar Ray comes in.
I wanted to ask Charmaine a random question. Just a random question. Now, I realize that there are going to be seven other fights on this. Besides your fight, is there any fight that you have interest in that you kind of want to see? Because you probably won't, because you're the main event. But if you could,
yeah, no,
which
I,
one?
I won't get to see any of them. You know, I really want to see Irene fight. I missed her fight on the last card I was on, because I believe it was right before I went out. Her and Peggy fought just before me, I believe, right? And my coaches think. They say she's absolutely amazing, and I need to see her hands. And I mean, I haven't even sat down on Fight Pass and watched it yet, but that's one I would like to see. Same with Grosso. I'd like to see her fight. She's actually, it turns out that one of the guys I train with are friends. He's from Mexico, and he's friends with her coach. So, yeah, I'd like to see both those girls. But unfortunately, being main event, I won't see any of them. It's kind of the story of my life, except for, you know, when I first started with Invicta here, most of the cards I've fought on, I have been, you know, main event or co-main event or very close to the end of the card. So you miss so much of it. And while it's a great honor to be later on in the card, sometimes it's nice to, you know, get the fights over with early and sit down and enjoy the rest of what's going on. But, you know, this one, I'm sure that I can, you know, make that sacrifice and, you know, not watch any of the other fights.
Yeah, the older Invictus, they had a TV in the back.
I remember, I think
Invicta 4, 5, and 6, they had a TV in the back, and they just streamed
ended 7.
But not at 10.
They had one from, you know, being the behind-the-scenes tweeter, I can tell you that they had one backstage at 10, too. I got a couple. Was it Alexa Grosso? I think I actually have her stretching out watching one of the main fight or one of the first fights on the TV in the back.
Oops.
Now, you know, guys, we are into the overtime, and I'm not 100% sure how long the overtime is going to last, but this interview is not over. We're not done. We're not done until the till little thingy stops. See, because I already know that this is Charmaine, her day off, so we really get to just enjoy the time. That means nobody's going anywhere.
Charmaine?
Pardon?
Charmaine?
Yes.
Where's Cord?
He's downstairs watching Jackass.
He's cooking. No, I'm
how,
telling
how
everybody.
Fitting.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam, to cut you off. Cord is cooking right now. He is cooking and he is cleaning in his golden robe. I'm telling everybody, that golden robe. I tried to buy a golden robe and they gave me a silver robe. He's got the only gold robe in history. He's got the George Foreman golden robe. I need one.
Yeah, no, he's actually watching Jackass. I can hear him
what's
laughing
all my
downstairs. Fitting, right? No. I love him.
tell him I'm stretching for the high kick, too. He knows what
you're,
that means.
You're stretching for the high kick. Hey, what did
I'm
you think of those Packers this year, Sam?
What about what?
What did you think of those Packers this year, Sam?
What are you saying? Huh?
Just saying.
And why do you, that's all I want to know.
No, I'm not. Are you kidding me? They totally choked. They totally choked that last game. How do you live that down?
Yeah, so did the Broncos. So did the Broncos, so. Yeah, we both sucked.
Oh, wow.
I think it's funny that you guys are in a ride-along with me at work.
Who was in a
well,
ride-along?
Well, with the stories that you've been telling
I'm
us, I mean,
right
you
now,
said
Sark.
That you smacked a dude in the head and some crack fell out of his balls. I mean, your stories have just been getting better and better.
Oh, my God.
It's like, you know what? The funniest thing about it is I can't make this shit up. I can't. Even no matter
well,
how hard I try, I know I got a vivid imagination. I know I'm on overdrive half the time. But some of this shit is just unreal.
I'm sorry. I want a cop cam on Sam Wilson, and I want video of this shit.
Because most of the time I'd be like,
I just want a GoPro. Even if it's just a GoPro.
I'd have an audience. That's for my son.
Just make
my son
sure
wanted
she's
to buy me a GoPro.
Though.
What's that?
Your son wanted to buy you a GoPro.
He wanted to buy me a GoPro, but then he told me that that would be just adding to the incentive of me wanting to do stupid shit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, but he bought me a car instead.
He did buy me a car.
I know.
I remember that video. I cried a little bit, too, because I love you, Sam. So, but that's
yeah, I cried during the video.
I watched
awesome.
That, and there's a dude standing there with this huge, I mean, like a TV-type camera, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? They edited that. And Brady's like, dude, Mom, stop. And I was like, who's that? He has it. What? And he was like, he's just going to film something for me. He's working on some kind of thing. And I was like, that kind of is really fucking weird, dude. Mom, stop. Okay. All right. So it was edited. And I used my cuss words. I have used my token cuss words for the night. Sorry. My bad.
You've just got a fat pig in the house right now, full of quarters right now. I know.
I know. My
I got
bad,
one too.
My bad.
No, mine are before
that's
the show.
Never
so you missed all of them.
Char, I would learn all the bad words in Portuguese so that you can fuck with Cyborg.
One of my coaches does actually speak Portuguese, so a little bit anyway. So I'm sure he knows the bad words. Pretty sure those are the first words you learn.
Well, yeah, come on. I learned, Nina taught me luta, which means fight, I believe. I still, to this day, because one of the victors, Nina, was there, and she's like, I was like, teach me something. Luta. Okay, fine. Luta. She's like, okay, I know a word. I'm good. Learn to say, I'm not afraid of you.
I like that one. I'm not afraid of you.
I'm not afraid of you. Learn that in Portuguese, and then when you go up there for no pushing, no pinching, no scratching, no biting speech from the ref, then you just lean over and say, I'm not afraid of you in Portuguese.
Right on.
What did
you
I like
that.
I bet you can see her eyes just go, oh, I'm in your head now. I'm in your head. You like me in your head? I like being there.
I like that. I like that idea a lot. Yep.
I like
yep.
It a lot.
And I have
I
to
like
say.
It a lot.
What's that?
I said, I like it a lot.
I like it.
I love it.
Go ahead.
Now,
what were you
going to
say?
Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah, no. I mean, whenever somebody says something to you, you know, at the weigh-ins or whatever, that's what everybody wants to know. Oh, what did they say? And even, you know, after my fight with Veronica, everybody's like, what did you say to her afterwards? I was like, oh, yeah, things I probably shouldn't repeat. Because I kind of lost my mind on that one.
Yeah, but nobody was there
right
for
away
the...
At the square-off.
What's that?
Because it should be all night. Get in her head at weigh-in. And then it'll be all, like, all night. She'll be like, ooh, ooh, hey.
Well, no. See, you guys weren't there at 10, Sam. You weren't there at 10. You got to understand the fear that she put in that young lady. I'm not even going to say her name, but all I could say is that when you've got Charmaine Tweet standing over you, it doesn't really matter what she says. She has the look of someone who's going to hurt you, and she's going to hurt you bad. And I had to sit there and just watch this young lady cower in fear. Take a long trip, 24 hours from New Zealand, afraid to get destroyed. I'm hoping to see that at Invicta 11. Dr. Fidler, you were there. You saw it. It was terrible. It was fearful. I was scared a little bit, and I like to be scared.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, you know, I said this earlier, Chris has never walked in the cage with somebody that has a good 4 inches on her, and I don't even know what the reach advantage you have on her is, let alone she dabbled in Muay Thai. We saw what happened when she tried to clinch Muay Thai and what, you know, didn't go very well, did it? So,
how tall was Urina? Urina's fairly tall.
Not as tall as you.
No? Urina
Aldana?
She's very tall and slender.
No,
Urina Barr.
Oh, 5'10", I think. So two inches tall, not 4 inches.
Yeah, but that doesn't count for reach either. I guarantee you that Charmaine's got a much longer reach, and she's going to definitely find that reach. I don't even want to talk about what's going to happen. And it's not that I'm a fan of Charmaine Tweet, but you got to understand, Charmaine has just got the eyes. I said this before, eyes of the tiger. I mean, she's got infinity in her eyes. You can't beat infinity. There's no way to beat infinity. You go around, it's still there. You go to sleep, it's still there. I love you, Charmaine Tweet. I cannot wait to see you get that that belt. It's your belt.
Hold
those pants
up.
Take it back to Canada, eh?
You betcha.
I'm out.
You betcha.
I'm out twine. I had Alexis living with me for about 2 years, so I heard it all. A boot.
Did she talk about her gits and toques?
Well, she gave me like a little beanie, but I can't remember the name.
A toque.
Is that what it's? Are you saying toque?
Yeah.
Toque. Yeah.
Toque.
Toque.
That's what she gave me. I got you toque. A what? Is that like nasty? Sex toys? What is it? Come on, work with me. Stop, Sam.
Yeah, no.
A?
It's and our underwear is our gitch or our gotch.
You got a hitch in your gitch then? So,
yeah. A hitch is better than an itch, I guess.
I guess so. And so for our next Canadian lesson.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here's a quick question. I do have a question for you, Sam. It's not a silly, you know, freaky horoscope question. I mean, unless you feel like you're answering that, and you don't. No, are there any like barbecue eateries out there that you recommend for me and us and the team and the squad? Because we like to eat.
Is there any what?
Barbecue spots, churrascarias.
In SoCal,
trying to eat.
There's a lot of Mexican food places. I'll have to look that up.
No, we're trying to throw down. You got to understand. I get together with these women, and all of a sudden they get hungry. They make me seem skinny, and I'm a fat
angry
dude.
Angry.
So I just want to know where to go. Hangry.
I'll have to check out that area because I don't really know LAX area at all because I don't like LA. You come up NorCal, I got you. I got you covered. Napa, everywhere. Come up from San Francisco. That's what you guys should have done, Charmaine. God.
You know, my coach really wants to get up to wine country. Nolan, he's a Red Seal chef, and, yeah, he really wants to go up there. And we're like, yeah, we have a day. I don't know.
You guys should extend it a couple
Joe?
Days and just came up like, what's up?
No, I was asking Charmaine, is Papa Joe going to come? That's my boy.
Papa Joe?
Joe Gensberger.
Oh, I was thinking of my coaches. I'm like, I don't know who Papa Joe is. No, I don't think he can make this one, actually.
Damn it.
Which is too bad.
That's my personality right there. He makes me extra funny because he laughs at all my whack-ass jokes.
Hey, come on. I am bringing the baby-faced one, so... You know, you're just
I'm not even ready to talk about that
fat.
Right now on the air. Do you really want me to talk about that on the air? Cause I don't even think I should be talking about. Do you know how many months and years it's been? I mean, I've got like 10 wedding rings, got like 15 Brazilian jiu-jitsu straps. I mean, whatever it takes. I'm changing my last name by February 28th, right? That's the day after Invicta. That's
yes,
right.
It is.
I'm going to be Cole Riordan at the UFC.
Marine's going to be there?
Yep, Marine's coming down.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Good times.
And I might have to kidnap.
Marine's coming. Hadley's coming. Rose. I mean, it's going to be
Hadley's
a freaking reunion.
In my room.
It's a reunion.
And it's all going to be in my room. Everybody's staying. It's like, okay, I got double beds. It's like, okay, hey, can I sleep here? Yeah, I guess. Hey, can I sleep here? And all of a sudden, it's like, I got a little lesbian fest in my room. It's like, holy fucking shit, dude. So the ongoing joke is come on now. It's like, okay, the cop has to take control of everybody. It's like, seriously? Amanda Bell, well, already just, she'll drive me nuts if I have to watch over here. I mean, get back here. Okay, get back. Eddie Keller, stop. Put that down. Get back. No more beers.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's
at the point where Doc says, you know what? I have my room. I'll see you guys later. I'm going to sleep.
I don't think you're going to have a choice.
Oh, my God.
She already said she's going to be running the halls.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Well, I mean, shoot, I was talking to Rosa earlier today. I said, can you please call the hotel and just tell them we need, like, our own floor or wing? Because you do not want us spread out throughout this hotel. You want us together. Because if we're spread out, God, man, we're going to be running all over the floor.
And we will not complain about each other.
Well,
however.
I heard it. About.
About.
Hey.
Well, speaking of about, we are running a... All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are running close to the magical edge that doesn't really exist. So, I guess now is
okay,
the time where we
take
make
you
our...
Bye. Thank you for having me on. Sure, love you. Bye.
Love you
love
too,
you
Sam.
Sam.
Bye.
Bye.
See you soon.
Thank you, Sam. The only thing that sucks is that a lot of people don't know who we just had on the air. But you know what? Make sure you pay attention, everyone. Make sure that you look up Sam Wilson on Facebook. This young lady's just done some crazy things. Like I said, we're close to this imaginary edge. So, you know, Charmaine, I guess if you want to give any shout-outs or anything, because people are going to hear this show. This show right here is the reason why I love women's mixed martial arts. Personalities, wonderful conversations, camaraderie, family atmosphere. You don't get this stuff in a lot of places. And that's why, Charmaine, I'm glad you gave me this time. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. It is fun as always.
Hey,
we'll have to go for out for a fancy ass supper again, though. Although I do
not
eat as much as Andrea.
Nobody eats as much as Andrea.
That was crazy.
God, that was crazy.
Love her.
Yep,
we're gonna see her. She needs to be on an eating competition. I mean, literally. After what I saw, she should be fighting Kobayashi for like the Nathan's Hot Dog Championship for real.
Yeah, that was crazy. It was a good meal, though. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, it was an awesome meal.
It was a great meal. I mean, Sam is hiding all the secrets to the wonderful places to go. She wants us drunk. I don't want to be drunk. Okay, I might want to be a little drunk, but not California wine country drunk. I want to remember
I think California
my name
wine country drunk would be nice.
I know.
Yeah, California wine. I could handle that. Because that's not like stumbling in the gutter wasted drunk.
No, it's stumbling in the vineyard drunk. That's the same thing. It's not a gutter. you still have. I'd tell you what. I would get drunk in the garden, right? But I wouldn't wake up with who I want to wake up with. That's the problem. I'd wake up.